أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله. In the ayat that we are discussing, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is discussing about the Qibla, which is the Kaaba Sharif, and temporarily in between Allah Ta'ala had made the Baytul Muqaddas the Qibla of the Muslims. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that for the Quraysh, the Arabs, they were Millat Ibrahim, they regarded themselves as, so they preferred always the Kaaba as the Qibla. And when they were commanded to face Baytul Muqaddas, they were uneasy about it. That why must we face, and they regarded that Qibla as inferior to the Qibla of the Kaaba Sharif. So why should we face that? And also that they had felt that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he was the Imamul Anbiya. And all the barakat of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam was in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also that all the shariat, all the kitabs of the previous kitabs, or the teachings of it are found in the Quran Sharif. So the most superior is the Quran Sharif. So in that case we should be facing the Qibla of Kaaba Sharif. But however, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala had put it in the people, there were two types of people amongst the Muslims. Those who faced the Baytul Muqaddas, and they were uneasy about it. They wanted the Kaaba Sharif to be the Qibla. Then there were another group who faced it because it was the command of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had commanded them that this is our Qibla now by the command of Allah Ta'ala, and they face Baytul Muqaddas. However, the Akhassul Khawas, the very very special people, they were that group of people who had understood that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not only Imamul Anbiya, but he is the composition of all the teachings of the Anbiya, and all the barakat of the Anbiya are in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In that is the Anbiya of Bani Israel, they faced Baytul Muqaddas. So that will be also part of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's embodiment of great goodness. And that we will be commanded to face the Kaaba, the Baytul Muqaddas, but it will be for a limited period, for some time we will be commanded. And then they knew instinctively we will revert to the Kaaba Sharif, which is the most superior Qibla, and the Kaaba the most superior Qibla. We will revert to that again. So this is, and they had itminan, they had solace on this that the time will come again. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala did consequently make it like that. So from here we learn that in our lives also, that whatever Allah Ta'ala commands us, that is what we should follow. And not what our desires are. We have our own desires also. In the matters of deen also, for example, for a man to marry four women, our own desire, many men also will not prefer that. They would prefer to just have a single marriage with one woman. And moreover, women will not want to accept. For them it's difficult to accept that the husband has got that she has co-wives and husband has got other wives. But above this, the people of more greater iman and more closer to Allah Ta'ala, they will accept it wholeheartedly. That what Allah has commanded, what is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only that it is the most practical thing, but that also it is the ideal thing. So this is those people who have got that level of iman, and they forego their own desires. And a higher level than that also, they don't even have that any negative feelings about this. Wholeheartedly they accept it and they follow it. And this is in all other matters. There are certain masail also, masalas in deen, which we cannot understand and which we perhaps find difficult to even accept. But the taqaza, the demand of iman is we accept it. And the people of higher level of iman, they wholeheartedly accept it. Though it doesn't seem to be practical also, but they accept it wholeheartedly. So from this tahweel qibla, there are many lessons for us to learn and to correct and strengthen our iman and make our iman more stronger. And also, as we had mentioned, this was for the sahaba who were the highest people in the ummah. They were facing in one direction as we are facing here. And in one namaz, asr namaz, the command came that they must face the opposite direction. And in the complete opposite direction. And in namaz, they turned around. The imam who was in front and the people were behind him. Now he went like, so to say, behind them, facing the other way. And they all faced the other way. So much their iman was felt that one command came and they accepted it. Like when the command of parda, hijab came. It came at night, and by the morning the Ansar women had their burqas sewn already. And they came out all in parda. It wasn't another day afterwards, not a week later, not a month later, but immediately. When liqa became haram, first it was being discouraged gradually, but when finally it became haram, though they were so addicted to their liqa, that they kept wine of old wine. And it is said the older the wine and the liquor, the more delicious, the more effect it has on a person. But all that wine, the person who had it in his hand dropped it there. The person who raised it to his lips dropped it there. The person who had it in his mouth took it out from there. And it is said that wine was flowing in the gullies and streets of Medina like when a heavy storm comes and the storm water runs like that. So that was that level of iman of theirs. And that is what we also have to aspire for. We with small, small things, we turn around and we break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Just for our nafs and our desires, we do the most horrible and most stupid and unbeneficial things we do, which have got no beneficial benefit for us. If we just look at it properly, there is only harm in it. And on the other hand, there is great harm of deen also in there. Like for example, usually when the holiday periods come, all just want to go for holidays. We don't see that we are missing the masjid, namaz with jamaat, etc. Though, and when we make namaz at resorts, etc., even if we make, but they are compromised. They are not made properly. We are just hurrying and getting over with it. Our dressing in that namaz is also compromised. When we come to the masjid, we will make sure the regular musalli that he wears is kurta, etc. But when we make namaz at such places, our clothing is also compromised. So this is that level of iman that we have to work for and aspire to acquire, that we forgo our desires. And we can, and instinctively, when iman comes in the heart, instinctively a person for himself realizes the superior and not only understands but forgoes all the inferior and stupid things also. So there are great lessons from every aspect of our deen to learn for the rest of our lives. Our dunya aspects of life, our deen's aspect of life, social life and individual life, outside life, public life, private life, in all matters there are great lessons for us to learn. May Allah let us benefit from the Quran, and it is necessary for all of us to make tilawat on a daily basis. Even without understanding, one of the mu'jizas and miracles of the Quran Sharif, that even without understanding a person reads it, the teachings of it will come in his life. And his life will be molded accordingly, though he will not be able to understand and explain to anyone. And when a person understands also, then it will come in his life also, and he will be able to guide others also accordingly. And if we start out and we live our lives with the news on the phone, etc., following the things of the media and the things of the scientists and the professors, then that comes into our mind. then our lives also become like that, and we follow those things and we give great preference to those things. May Allah let us appreciate this great kitab He has given us, and the true appreciation is that we understand it, we practice, we read it, and we bring it into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.